Welcome back, podcast listeners. This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and I am your host, Cole Ramsey. Without further ado, thank you for tuning into Life Beyond the Gridiron, a podcast where we will take a look into football stars' rise to fame, success during their career, and the downfall of their legacy. So come with me and learn about some of the athletes you see dominating your social media and all over television. Today we are going to be talking about NFL legend, Hall of Fame quarterback candidate, and arguably one of the smartest quarterbacks to ever play a game in the National Football League. Who are we talking about, you might be wondering? Peyton Manning, son of NFL quarterback Arch Manning and brother of Super Bowl champion Eli Manning. So to start off today's podcast, you know, we're just going to talk a little bit more about Peyton Manning and, you know, his advantages that he brought on the field before we get into the depth of the context. Peyton Manning, you know, currently runs a Monday Night Football talk show during the game on Monday nights with his brother Eli Manning, and they kind of break down the game from more of a quarterback standpoint and just a really in-depth version of understanding football, you know. And from his experience and from me watching that, it's just crazy to see how they think, and they can call out plays before the play is even ran, and they have no context of what's going to happen next, but their IQ and their football knowledge just carries them through the day and carries them through the game. And it's just crazy to think that, you know, that's how they look at football every time they're watching it. They're not listening to the commentator's jokes or learning new facts on a daily basis about the game. They're looking at it at such an altered perspective in terms of, you know, what's going to work, what you should do here, and overall success on the football field from the bird's eye view. Monday Night Football's with Peyton and Eli. You know, they bring on guests. They bring on special guests. They've had Tom Brady, former podcast on him, Aaron Rodgers as well, but also people like LeBron James. And, you know, they talk about sports and how they view, you know, their profession differently than the normal eye, which obviously we can get a grasp on why they can see the game so much better than the regular eye, because, well, they were professionals for such a long time. So let's get into it. Who is Peyton Manning? Peyton Manning is an American quarterback who used to play for the Denver Broncos, but that's not really where he made, you know, most of his impact in the NFL. Before he went to the Broncos, he had a successful 14-season career with the Indianapolis Colts, where he began to be a standout quarterback and where he began his battle for entering the argument of greatest of all time, or better known as the GOAT. He started out by playing college football at the University of Tennessee. That's where his father went, who was an NFL quarterback as well. That's where he decided to go. And, you know, he was drafted by the Indianapolis Colts. He suffered from minor setbacks his rookie year, where he actually had the worst statistics season of any quarterback ever to play the game. But over the next 13 years, Peyton Manning became undoubtedly, the game's best quarterback and the face of the high-powered Colts offense in the mid-2000s that was dominating SportsCenter and dominating the NFL. In 2011, he had to go have this crazy, crazy neck surgery that would help him with neck pain and arm weakness before signing a 5-year, $90 million contract extension with the Colts. However, after this surgery, people did, you know, question, is Peyton Manning going to be able to have neck surgery, come back and take the hits that he used to take, or be the same player he was? How is that rehab going to affect his gameplay? And, well, I guess, you know, considering if you're a football fan or not, you know, considering who he is, we all know that neck surgery did not really put a setback into his game. So after he underwent the surgery, he played the whole season, hence his condition, and the surgery did not allow him to, you know, take a step back. But the Colts did end up releasing him the following year because they did see a step back in production. And the Broncos were, you know, very excited when they saw this and they signed him. But before the 2013 season had even finished, the Sports Illustrated had named their Sportsman of the Year to Peyton Manning. who co-authored two books with his father, former NFL quarterback Archie Manning, and his older brother Eli Manning. Peyton Manning was born in Louisiana due to his dad playing for the Saints, and his mom, Olivia Williams, and dad, Arch Manning, so Olivia Manning would be the mom. He attended high school in Louisiana as well at Newman High School, where he was a part of the football team, a great leader as you could imagine, and he later enrolled himself, as we talked about before, in the University of Tennessee, and his career with football continued there and started to really excel there, is really where he got on the map. In Manning's four-year college career at the University of Tennessee, Manning passed for a ridiculous 11,201 yards and registered 863 completions for 89 touchdowns. You know, he was so deep into film study, and Peyton Manning is known for being one of the most articulate audible callers in the game. And for those of you who might not be too familiar with football, an audible is when a play is called from the coaching staff, offensive coordinator usually, but then there is usually three or four or five different audible calls that the quarterback can make, and that means that you can switch the play at the line of scrimmage and you can not necessarily run what the coach runs, wants to run. And you know, that's where Peyton Manning really set himself apart in terms of the entire football world, because Manning could read a defense unlike anyone else ever to play the game. In 1998, in the National Football League draft, the NFL draft, the Colts picked Peyton Manning. This was a franchise that was going through an elongated phase of bad luck and, you know, high hopes, but very lows, you know, a lot of losses. And they thought that this young kid from New Orleans could, you know, come around and save the team. And as I mentioned before, you know, it wasn't too bright of a start for Manning in his rookie year. You know, he showed a lot of brilliance, but the struggle he faced also along the way from some unexpected pains, growing pains that is, you know, he managed to throw an NFL-leading 28 interceptions in that season and led his team to a 3-13 finish, which is not very good. But the early struggles, you know, led to future success, right? As many, many successful people will say, you know, failure is the key to success, and that is a picture-perfect example of what happened to Peyton Manning. You know, after that first season, you know, the rest of his career, Manning became unquestionably just holding NFL records, breaking NFL records, and just any team he would be on would maintain a high-powered offense. Manning won his first MVP award in 2003, and later earned the same award three more times in 2004, 8, and 9. And if you didn't catch on to that, that means Peyton Manning was the most valuable player in the NFL back-to-back years for 2 years in a row. You know, that is very, and he did that two times in his career, 2003, 2004, and 2008, 2009. That's not an accolade that most, if not any, NFL players, you know, hold on to. It's very, very impressive that he can maintain that same brilliance on the field year in and year out. Peyton Manning, another accolade under his belt is that he's the fastest player to ever pass for 50,000 career yards and 4,000 completions. Now, not the only player, but he's the fastest player, the fastest guy to ever get to that milestone. In spite of the fact that for the first 10 years of his career, Manning was undermined by you know, his decision making that he will never win a big game. But you know, in 2007, he hushed all the criticism, and you know, we love to see that from a quarterback who's being criticized hard, and he overthrew his longtime rival in New England Patriots and quarterback Tom Brady, who we've talked about on this show, in the AFC title game, and then went on to smash the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl, which to this day is considered one of the most anticipated Super Bowls of all time and one of the top grossing sales for the NFL. You know, the Colts signed Manning to a five-year contract extension in 2011 with a $90 million discussion after he made it clear he did not want to be the highest paid player in the NFL so that he could bring in players to play around him. And if you talk about a true leader and a true winner, that's, you know, that's someone right there that took a pay cut because he didn't want to maximize his money, which would minimize his talent on his roster. He wanted to minimize his money and maximize the talent on his roster. and, you know, it would really pay off in the upcoming seasons. However, after a couple of years of injury haunts, you know, Manning in 2011 was released by the Indianapolis Colts, but signed on very shortly after with the Denver Broncos. Shockingly enough, the next season, Manning broke the record for most touchdown passes in the first three games of the season after throwing 12 touchdowns in the first three games, and he finished the regular season with an NFL record 55 touchdown passes, in addition to throwing for a league record as well, 5,477 yards. To talk more about Mr. Manning's, you know, crazy list of accolades, the most prominent achievement that he had in his career would be considered his role as a quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts for 14 years, from 1998 to 2011, and that was, at the time, one of the longest streaks a quarterback had had on any team, which shows loyalty, and, you know, he took the pay cuts, and, you know, it all just plays into him being a very selfless person and really, really enjoying the game so much that it's not about the money. Manning has also earned plenty of awards, like the AFC Offensive Player of the Year 7 different times, NFL All-Rookie Team, FedEx Express Player of the Year, Super Bowl MVP, Best Championship Performance ESPY, and NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Those are just a few of his top notable ones. I'm sure there's very, very more on that list, a lot more. And as we mentioned that Peyton Manning is married to Ashley Manning, a longtime girlfriend. In 2001, they got married, but they had been dating since 1993. It's quite a long time, if you ask me. Manning has two children with his wife, and their twins, Marshall and Mosley. In 2011, doctors performed that surgery we talked about to repair the nerve damage. I know I didn't really talk on that, and I wanted to bring it back to his big-time injury in his neck. You know, that was something that a lot of critics and a lot of people around the football world were thinking was going to put an end to his career and just make, you know, what could be so great a what-if story. But Peyton Manning was, you know, definitely an anomaly in terms of recovering and coming back to the football field after a severe neck injury with nerve damage. It did, however, affect his, you know, performance the year directly after. But, you know, as you could understand, he hadn't played in a year. He had been undergoing surgeries, you know, rehab for the muscles and the movements and the throwing motions and everything that plays into that sense of Peyton Manning's game. And welcome back, podcast listeners. Thank you for sticking around during that quick little intermission. And for those of you who just joined us, thank you for joining. Better late than never. To finish up this podcast today, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about Manning's ascension into the NFL Hall of Fame, which is in Canton, Ohio. So Peyton Manning was inducted into the Professional Football Hall of Fame in 2019, you know, which really put the capstone on the spectacular career in which he directed the Indianapolis Colts and Denver Broncos to multiple Super Bowl victories with each organization. You know, the audience will be at that induction was filled with fans, former friends, former teammates, family, and people with very notable names that have touched Peyton Manning in so many ways, and, you know, people that might not even know Peyton Manning, but, you know, some of them might have grown up with him in New Orleans, some of them might have lined up with him on the field, and some of them might have played against him in the NFL. So the Los Angeles Times actually did something really cool for Peyton Manning. They gathered 5 of his former high school teammates and best friends for a video conference to reminisce about the, you know, young kid who rounded out to be one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history in Peyton Manning. On the call were his friends Baldwin Montgomery, Justin Reyna, Thad Tiefert, Mike Keck, and Nate Stibbs. You know, they said quotes along the lines of, "I really value those friendships, and a number of those guys who I grew up playing with Little League Baseball or went to Newman High School." Manning said that he's proud that he's been able to maintain those friendships for such a long time through the fame, and that they give him a hard time because they basically had an annual trip to see him play once a year either to Knoxville for a Tennessee game, Indianapolis for a Colts game, or in Denver. And Manning stated, "When I retired, they accused me of kind of ruining our annual trip, that I was selfish about retiring and screwing up everything for them. I took the heat for that," Manning said. So clearly it was a very lighthearted day for Manning and his friends. And, you know, it's really awesome that somebody who entitled so much fame around his name and someone who took on so much responsibility and so much pressure throughout his NFL career, you know, really was able to maintain and make time for those people who impacted him such a long time ago before the fame. And to me, that just shows that, you know, he's a good person all around, and he really, you know, he really knows where he's from. He knows his roots, and he didn't let the money and fame get in his way. So hopefully in a couple of years, we will be talking about Peyton Manning's nephew, their third brother, who did not have too much of a glorious career in the NFL, has a son named Arch Manning, named after Peyton and Eli's dad. Arch is currently the number one recruit in the class of 2023, ranked a five-star quarterback, and is currently committed to play, guess where? Tennessee. You guessed it, right where Peyton Manning played college football. The Manning name lives in the Tennessee Football Hall of Fame for many years, and, you know, now it's the youngest of the Mannings' time to come in and continue their legacy. So we will be able to see what he can do at a future time for the Tennessee Volunteers and his NFL career afterwards. Thank you guys for coming on the podcast today, and I hope to see you back here next week.
This podcast has been created by the students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other students' podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in to Life Beyond the Gridiron for another amazing show. Hope to see you guys back here next week. But in the meantime, make sure to stay on sides and keep striving for greatness. Thank you.